This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's go ahead and get to the Good Vibe Tribe.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be all right. Yeah. There are people in this world doing good work, and we are here to celebrate them. So don't worry about a thing. Nah, yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
A construction worker in North Carolina was behind on his rent and was going to use his $1,200 stimulus check to help pay it. Was at a car wash and did not realize that he left it behind. I don't know if he was cleaning out his car, you know, vacuuming it out or whatever, and the check fell out, or just left the check behind. It was gone. An employee actually found it and then was able to track him down and gave it back to him.
Yay.
That would have been such a bummer.
Seriously.
Can you imagine a $1,200 check?
Oof. No, I cannot. Because that would suck.
A bunch of bus drivers in Ohio helped kids celebrate their graduation by using 22 school buses to spell out 2020. And then the school posted a drone video of it online. And it is amazing. They look like Legos, but they're actually Yellow Bird buses. A graduating senior at a high school in Kentucky got to drive, got to drive their cars on the Kentucky Speedway on Saturday to do
what?
A victory lap.
That's
that
pretty
would be
cool.
So cool.
They make them go the speed limit because that would be like torture.
I don't think you can. You'd fall down into the the way it's banked. You kind of have to move.
All right, Timmy, this one time you can go 100.
I don't know. I drove a 1981 Pontiac Bonneville when I was a senior in high school. It wasn't doing over like 68. The owners of an alcohol company called Una Vida, I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly or not, they have been leaving bottles of tequila on the porches of bar and restaurant workers who've lost their job. They had planned to give out 50 bottles, but the requests kept coming in. They have now given away over 1,500 bottles of their tequila, Una Vida.
There's nothing says you're welcome like tequila.
Numb the pain.
It's a lot of bad decisions on their part now.
A lot of Palomas. A lot of the beer that bars had when the crisis started is expiring now, so Anheuser-Busch is replacing it as for free.
Beer expires?
Yeah. Sure.
Not
I mean,
in my house.
I still drink it, but...
I was going to say, who knew? Yeah.
I have beers from last 4th of July. I mean, it is what it is.
Like that weird everybody leaves two, so there's like a cooler of strange mixes in there.
the chocolate porter stout.
It's like the island of misfit alcohol.
Yeah, that's the worst. So anyway, Bud Light is replacing it all as a part of their Bud Light Certified Fresh campaign. And do we have some fun audio to listen to here, Kennedy?
So just to make you laugh this morning, you're familiar with The Office and the one part when Michael Scott just screamed, no, right?
Yeah.
Well, a YouTuber by the name of Kenna Ashley decided to edit that into the unknown.
I am afraid of what I'm risking if I follow you into the unknown.
No!
Okay, that wins.
That's incredible.
I didn't know I needed that this morning.
I'd like to thank Toby Flenderson and HR for being the worst and making Michael Scott do that so we can have that clip.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
They have asked a bunch of people about what are the happiest songs of all time, Kennedy. And number one on the list, you would never guess in a million years. Even though there's a bunch of great songs on this list, I'm dumbfounded by what's number one.
And I don't Pharrell think Happy.
It is not even in the top 10.
Last Walking Kiss on Sunshine. By Pearl Jam.
Ooh, that's a good one. Get out of here, Jim.
What did he say?
Last Kiss by Pearl Jam.
Cats in the Cradle. Candle in the Wind, Elton John.
Never Gonna Give You Up, Rick Astley is number 10. Just Can't
Don't
Get
Stop
Enough.
Believing.
From Depeche Mode is in there, Walking on Sunshine.
What, Just Can't Get Enough?
Yeah, Just Can't Get Enough.
Just that think. Is random.
You Can Call Me Al from Paul Simon. Come On Eileen, Dexy Midnight Runners.
Sure.
Living on a Prayer from Bon Jovi. Dancing Queen from ABBA.
Okay.
Don't Stop Me Now from Queen.
Uh-huh.
Also, what you have to know, too, is like the age group of these people. They're like from 30 to 55. So
right.
it's in
There's
that
There's a lot
wheelhouse.
Of 80s in there. Yes.
And I don't think any, if I told you the name of this song, I don't think you're going to know what it is. But when I
Go
tell
ahead.
You what it's from.
Go ahead. What's the song?
Mr. Blue Sky.
Oh, from Yellow?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. It was in
Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
That's it.
Two.
Hey
yeah.
there, Mr. Blue.
Right.
You'd know it if you heard it, Annie.
No, you. Yeah, mm-hmm. I know. You would. If you heard it, you go, oh, I know that song. But you would
because
never.
Because they play it a lot in that movie. Like, yeah. It ends both movies, I think.
Yeah. So, anyway.
It was on his Walkman from his mother.
I'm going to make a list of my happiest songs.
Please do, because I would love to hear them.
I just don't understand Beyonce. How happy is it on there. Like, the happy is like the happiest song of all time. Or
Walking
Don't Worry,
Sunshine.
Be Happy.
And I'm sorry, I love Depeche Mode, but really?
Yeah, there's nothing they ever did
that was happy. I mean, it's a good one. We did a pom-pom routine to it in high school, but still.
Do you have any old video recordings of your pom-pom routines? Because I feel like I'm missing out.
I totally do.
Yes, we must.
I'll get you some.
We can, we will, we must.
I have them somewhere. I'll find them.
All right, let's go ahead and get to the Dirty on the 30. How about that?
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. All right, Dirty is a service of SBLI. So I don't know if any of you guys have had to get the COVID test, but I have. I had to get it to go into the hospital.
Yes.
And I will tell you that, first and foremost, you didn't get a COVID test in your living room. You went to a place in a parking lot with a makeshift thing with amazing nurses from Newton Wellesley. And it was not pleasant. They did their best to make it pleasant.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But it goes way up into your brain and really tickles your eye. Which is what Carson told me that Mimi said. And it was true.
Yeah.
Well,
could you breathe better after?
No, it was so bizarre. But Chrissy Teigen got herself a COVID test, and hers was done in the comfort of her own living room. And here's how that sounded.
One, two, three. One more side.
Not bad at all.
Oh, okay.
Really?
I like hearing that.
One, it's like a weird
two.
Tickle.
Okay. It does feel strange. I will give you that. But tickles, I think, is a strong word.
She just... and she was smiling the entire video. I'm like, how is she smiling?
Well, what else are you going to do? Do you know what I mean? You have to be positive about it because otherwise you're going to clench up and then it's not going to be any good.
Right.
So anywho, there's that. The difference between a normal person and Chrissy Teigen.
Right.
So a lot of people are taking this quarantine time to learn new things. Maybe... take a class, maybe, I don't know, learn to dance or whatever the case may be. And Halsey is taking the bar exam.
Oh.
She posted on Instagram that she plans to take it. She shared sort of like a bunch of images that you slide through.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, I took my brace off my ankle because it was itchy and now I need to put it back. I made a quiche and French spinach butternut squash ravioli. Law is fun, but hard. She rambled. Beautiful sky. Can't stop watching Avatar. And judging from the baby pic, I've been a disassociating little freak who romanticizes the 70s my whole life. That's all. Thank you.
Huh.
It's a lot to unpack.
Yes.
Right.
So when one of the things in the story was a book called of constitutional law. So one fan asked her, why are you studying constitutional law? To which she replied, I'm studying for the bar exam.
Oh. That's cool. Good for her.
So, go
Did
on.
Did I hear
girl.
She broke her ankle unloading
she
the dishwasher?
Her ankle, yeah.
She broke her ankle like tripping over the dishwasher.
She's like, I've jumped on stage. for however many years. Like, she wilds out when she's on stage during concert, and she tripped over the dishwasher because the floor was wet.
It's only ever the weird stuff in your house.
100%.
That makes you like, oh, where did that bruise come from?
Right.
Yeah.
I'm asking, telling for a friend.
Do you think him and her and Kim will ever
do Kardashian, a lot together? Halsey,
yeah.
Kardashian and Halsey coming soon to an LA office near you.
Would go to. And America's Got Talent returned for its new season last night. And I have to tell you, there's a guy whose name is Archie Williams. And I'm going to let him tell you his story.
Let's start with your name, please, sir.
My name is Archie Williams.
Then where are you from, Archie?
I'm from Louisiana. I was just incarcerated for 37 years for somebody else's crime.
Oh. Ooh. Wow.
DNA freed me. Don't let the sun go down on me. Although I search myself, there's always someone else I see. I just allow a fragment of your life to wander free.
Oh, I'd say we got about 3,500 yeses here.
So he got 4 yeses, and he's moving on to the next
that
round.
Voice,
what a story, huh?
That voice, that was just,
He was only 22 when he went in 1982, and in 2019, he was exonerated by the DNA evidence. So.
36 years for
Correct.
A crime he didn't commit.
Wow.
I don't know if I could do it.
Yeah, you know, you read a lot of these stories, and I've seen some interviews with guys who have been through this, and they always have this thing about them where they are just grateful to be out. That like
right.
I feel
They're
like
not
you
angry.
Do.
No,
I would be so mad. Right?
I would feel like
would
the world owed
vengeance.
Me something.
Yes. But they somehow are able to let it go. I don't know how you do it. Wow, that guy's voice.
Isn't it
too.
Great? Such a good story.
He's going to go far in that tournament.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Shannon listens to the show, and her boyfriend has dumped her, and she just does not understand his reasoning. Good morning, Shannon.
Good morning. Hi.
Hey, girl.
So what happened? Why did he dump you?
I mean, he had the audacity to dump me because I got my hair done last week and I wasn't social distancing enough for him over Memorial Day weekend. And I think it's ridiculous.
Huh. Okay.
So were you around a lot of different people or just getting your hair done? Did you do other things?
I mean, I got my nails done in someone's garage and I but like, does he want me to be attractive? Like, come on.
Yes, but
like,
you're,
these are things I need.
You're going and seeing a bunch of other people, and then you're going to have to be around him, and you're exposing him.
I mean, every day is a risk in life, right?
It's 617-931-1234 if you would like to text or call into the show.
So
with,
is he saying,
listener Shannon here?
I wish you'd stop doing these things, or is he like, I am all set, all done, have a nice day?
I mean... Basically, yeah.
Shannon, you don't see anything. You don't see anything wrong with this.
I mean, these are things that I need done. Like, I think any woman understands that.
Shannon, I'm going to take a leap of faith here. You got your hair did. You got your nails did. You were feeling good about yourself. You probably went out to a couple of cookouts this weekend that he didn't go to as well.
I mean, he was invited.
But he chose to, follow the rules.
Yeah.
Mm. And you went and had beverages and barbecues.
I had a great time.
Well, that's important.
I mean, I think every woman wants to have these things done.
I can relate 100%.
There's nothing I want more than to get my eyebrows done and have somebody massage my head.
I think people are lying. I think most women have had all of these things done. And if they don't admit it, that's okay. But they've all done it.
I will take a picture of myself for you and show you.
Not on Fleek.
Yeah, my wife's not done any of those things.
Yeah.
But don't you feel a little bit bad that he's concerned and you're not acknowledging his concern for your own selfish reasons?
No. I mean, maybe a couple months ago I would have felt like that, but not now.
You're over it? I think a lot of people feel like
I'm
that,
over it. It's a long time.
What do you say to someone who texts in from the 339 that says he's cheating on you?
What? Oh, where'd we, how'd we take, how'd
well,
we make
maybe
that
that's because I didn't get my hair done.
So you think maybe because... Yeah. So
I'm joking. There's no way he ever cheated on me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that came
would
out
you
of
ever
left field.
Consider, you know, maybe listening to his concerns and staying in now and trying to self quarantine and do all of these things that
I mean, how much longer are we supposed to do this?
Well,
this
I guess
is
you don't
insane.
Care about the relationship.
Well, we all
you
agree
would do
with
two
that.
Weeks if,
but does he care about my needs?
Your nail needs?
Yeah.
Gotta take care
nails
of the
more important than your relationship?
Mm. This is a wild goal.
I really shouldn't have to choose. Plus, if I still want him to be attracted to me. I mean, I'm looking
he
a little
attracted
rough.
To you anyways.
I mean, that's a sweet thing to say, but that's not reality.
That's why I'm saying,
wow.
I mean, I'm pretty sure everyone would agree with that, whether or not they admit it.
How did you get your hair done? I didn't think any. Was it
in a garage?
She said she was in a garage.
Outside.
Oh, I missed that. Sorry. Wow.
So it wasn't like on top of someone in a in a building, but I mean, yeah, there's like it's like we're living in the 1920s and people are doing like illegal deals in their garages. Like,
speakeasy.
Is there any thought that you, somebody wants to know from the 508? Do you think maybe you're a little self-absorbed?
I mean, probably, but aren't we all?
She's honest.
I mean,
we have somebody on line one, Carson.
Okay. Yeah. Who do you have, Dan?
It's Liz from Haverhill. She has some thoughts on Shannon's lifestyle here.
Hey, Liz. Good morning. How are you?
Hi. I'm so upset because this is one of the most selfish things I've ever heard, honestly.
Okay.
What do you want to say? Well, she's on with you right now. What do you want to say to her?
I mean, I also think not taking care of yourself is selfish. So, you know, looking unfortunate around people that care about you is also pretty selfish.
And not partying on Memorial Day.
I mean, we need to enjoy our lives, be outside. Like, this is too long.
Wow.
Okay. Did Liz leave?
I don't really have any words.
Right? Me neither. Okay. I feel kind of speechless at this moment.
Hmm.
My mom died because of this.
Oh, my gosh.
So
I
really have no words for this woman.
Right.
Like, no words.
Wow.
And good for her boyfriend.
Right. All right. Well,
fair.
Sorry to hear that, Liz. Thank you for sharing that with us. I mean, what would you say to that, Shannon?
I mean, of course, that makes me feel terrible. But, you know, I'm not going to ask any questions. But
right.
I would wonder... I'm not going to ask her. That's probably where I would draw the line.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I'm definitely sorry for her loss. But, you know, I think standing in Walmart next to people versus standing next to my hairdresser, who also has completely lost her entire income, to me is the same thing.
Mm.
So
all right.
You can look at it two ways. Yes, I'm selfish, but I also am helping someone put food on their table.
All right. Well, thank you for coming on the show this morning.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
All right. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Oof.
Wow, that got really real, really fast.
Yes. It's tough, right? Because I think a lot of people think it's a joke. And it's just, it can be tough. You know, you don't know somebody else's story. And you can't be ignorant of other people and what other people are going through just because you're selfish. Like, we wear masks because it's not for ourselves. It's for other people, right?
Mm. Well, she's single now, fellas.
Yeah, I'm sure they're lining up, Dan. Dudes are lining up, calling in right now.
Her nails look great.
It's Carson Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. So yesterday we talked about John Krasinski selling some good news to CBS. And there was a lot of consternation.
Yes.
A lot of pushback. A lot of people saying you sold out. This, that, and the other thing. Well, yesterday he had an Instagram chat with fellow office mate Rainn Wilson. And he said it was not about the money. Here's what he had to say.
It was one of those things where I was only planning on doing 8 of them during quarantine because, you know, I have these other things that I'm going to be having to do very soon. I knew it wouldn't be sustainable with my prior commitment. So I knew the two options always were going to be that I leave it off at 8 in my office, which I would love to keep doing the show from my office forever. It wasn't sustainable. We'd need a partner coming on. And it was funny because in the first episode, like I said, I was thinking, you know, why isn't there a good news show that's dedicated entirely to good news? And now we have one of the biggest news programs in America, CBS News, saying that they want to make it part of their permanent news cycle, which is insane. Honestly, one of the most amazing honors I've ever been able to pull off.
Good for him.
Yeah. He also says that he will indeed host some of the episodes. He was talking about how he's got to get back to Jack Ryan.
Right. Mm-hmm.
How he's producing some things, writing some things, and just needed to get back to the things that hopefully will come back to fruition after Hollywood gets rolling again. So,
right.
When you hear it from his perspective, it's hard to...
Yeah, it's just like all the people that lost their mind on social media after he made the announcement. You're jerks. Just like calm down and let it happen before you start berating this guy like he did something terrible. He is helping do something good. Quit canceling people on Twitter. That's all I'm saying. Every time I turn around, somebody's canceled on Twitter.
What else is Twitter for?
I'm just saying, just stop. Stop canceling people. It's ridiculous. Not everything is wrong.
Like, what did y'all do on Twitter before everyone started getting canceled?
That didn't exist, right?
It was just funny.
You pass notes in school.
Right.
People ruin everything.
Billie Eilish has shared a short film, Not My Responsibility. It's about body image and double standards that was initially produced for her most recent tour, but isn't going to be used for that. The video she plays, she played for the audience ahead of her performance, Good Girls Go to Hell. It shows Billie stripping down to not much left. And here's what that sounds like.
Do my shoulders provoke you? Does my chest? Am I my stomach? My hips? The body I was born with? Is it not what you wanted? If I wear what is comfortable, I am not a woman.
She went on to say, if I shed the layers, I am a S-word. Though you've never seen my body, you still judge it and judge me for it. Why?
I can't believe she's 18 years old.
I can't either.
Every time she speaks, I'm like, what? How are you 18 years old and you're so smart?
She just understands and she rectifies, you know, her body image and wants people to know that it's not okay to make judgments. And I just love it.
I think she's a great example for all the young women that are her fans.
Indeed. 100%. And here is a royal update for you, my friends.
Thank you, candidate. Let's get to the important stuff on this show.
I know. Rumors have long been swirling about a feud between Meghan Markle and Kate Middleton. This we know.
Yes.
And it's all, we think, garbage.
Yes.
That perhaps, you know, they're fine. However, rumor coming out as to what started this fight. What is the one thing that made it all go out? Well, it happened at Meghan's wedding, and it... And it boiled down to a pair of tights.
Oh, no, Kennedy. Not the tights.
According to Tatler's new report, A Bastion of Truth, Kate was left in tears by an argument over whether the bridesmaids wore tights or not. Kate thought they should. Meghan didn't want them to. And ultimately, the bridesmaids, including Princess Charlotte, went without tights on the 70-degree wedding day. Wow. Also... It sounds that Kate is apparently furious about the larger workload she and William have been left with since Meghan and Harry shipped off to the States to start their new life. She feels exhausted and trapped, an insider says, claiming to be a friend of Kate's. There goes their morning school runs as the responsibilities on them now are enormous.
Who makes these stories up?
Oh,
what is the...
I believe every word.
The tabloids in London, or I mean in Britain... have nothing on us.
Oh, so what is the protocol for tights and weddings in that time of year, Kennedy? Do you have any idea?
I would not make them wear tights. No. However, it is a royal thing that you have to.
Like, wear tights?
Yeah, that's sort of always been a thing, no matter what the temperature.
70 degrees.
You wear hose, if you will. I think tights is the wrong word. I think, you know, a hose is the right word.
The, like, skin-colored ones?
Like pantyhose. Yes,
yeah, no.
Yes.
If you ever told me to wear tights, I would laugh at you.
A little girl, like, you know what I mean? Like, the flower girl, whatever, in tights, I think it's cute.
On 70 degrees?
Like, yeah, white tights, I get you. But I think, to be honest, I really think they were speaking more to the hose person.
In different who would wear tights area in codes.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
The 2019-20 regular season has been deemed to be completed. We will resume play and conduct the 2020 Stanley Cup playoffs in two hub cities that will be identified and announced at a later date. 24 of our 31 teams will resume play, the top 12 in each conference as ranked by percentage points from our standings as they stood through the games of March 11th when we paused our season as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic.
There is the commissioner of the NHL, Kennedy, and hockey is back.
Many questions.
Yeah, why are we bringing sports back so quickly?
Yes, so that. But, okay, so there are how many teams?
24 teams will make the
playoffs. Okay. And do 24 teams normally make the playoffs?
No. Hell no. They've expanded it out. So because there were some teams that were close to making the playoffs when they ended the season, they decided to expand the number of teams making the playoff. I think there's 32 teams in the NHL.
So 31 teams.
31.
Yeah,
so how many games does that make that are going to happen?
So what'll happen is, so what's going to happen is, like, there's the Bruins there's going to be two. It's very confusing, Kennedy.
So if they have two, and then it's four.
They're going to have City one, and here's how I'm going to explain it. Okay,
go ahead.
City one and City two. City one is the one we need to worry about. That's the one the Bruins are in, right? And the Bruins, the Lightning, the Capitals, and the Flyers are in a round robin tournament for seeding. And then the other eight teams are going to play each other. Those eight teams, the four teams that lose are out. And the four teams that win will then play the top four teams, which the Bruins are a part of. And that's kind of what's going to happen. And so they're going to put them up in hotels. Like, all of this, it's all weird questions. They're going to have less staff. But the weird thing to me, too, is in Massachusetts, we're not even allowed to practice yet. Like, our players can't go back to facilities yet. Nobody can be in the buildings.
But we don't know what towns it will be, these hub towns we don't know yet.
No, I don't think that they're going to be playing in Boston necessarily, but I think Carson's saying there's other states that are open where these teams can go practice.
Yeah,
they can already practice.
They have 10 cities.
Yeah, they're definitely not playing in Boston. They're going to play in Chicago, Columbus, Dallas, Edmonton, Vegas, LA, Minneapolis, Pittsburgh, Toronto, or Vancouver. Those are the cities that they have narrowed it down to. But they'll pick two of those to be like hub cities.
It seems so strange to me.
I kind of
love it.
You do?
Yeah.
So are they all getting COVID tests?
They must be. I assume every player, every staff, everybody is getting a COVID test.
Well, if they all have the COVID test and they're staying in one place that they can't see anybody else, well then, you know.
I know that you don't want to rush back to normalcy, and I totally understand that. But I think if you're being as safe as humanly possible, and you can at least have something that people can
enjoy. If they're doing the right things, bring them back.
It's, exactly. Yeah, but it's too much. It's just, oh my gosh, it's just too much, all of this confusion. Just pick like four teams and let those four teams go out.
Yeah, but that's not fair. Do you know
ridiculous.
How
I hate the way they're going about it. Yes.
Yeah, life's not fair, Annie. Life is not fair.
24 teams in the playoffs and like, seven not. What in the participation trophy is that?
Thank you. It's just like pick the top eight teams and let's do a shortened playoffs and move on with our lives. Like, I don't mind that at all.
I can see that, yeah.
But it's
confuses me greatly.
These four teams are going to play in a round robin, and then these eight teams are going to play in a qualifying round. And
like,
we're going to do it in two cities.
If you're the teams that didn't get selected, how bad do you feel?
Bad. You are bad, though.
Well, you should feel bad because you're bad at your game.
Oh.
Right. Yeah, it's just like,
bad at your sport that you were one of seven teams that didn't make it.
That feels harsh to me.
It's like being the only kid not allowed to play at recess.
And it's a money thing, right? They're trying to get the TV rights. They're trying to get the TV bay. But also, Kennedy, they're fighting about the money that the players get now, too, right? Like, how much should the players make? And then people are like, listen,
are they not under contract?
Yeah, but listen, contracts go out the window and stuff like this.
It's a
pandemic. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and then everybody's like, hey, rich people, quit complaining that you're not making $10 million, that you're only making $4 million.
Mm.
So there's not a lot of sympathy for these athletes as well. So it's just, I don't know. Listen, I saw the Tiger Woods, Tom Brady thing over the weekend, and it was fun to get some live sports back in my life. And I know NASCAR has come back, but those things are a little bit different to me. Like NASCAR, the guys are sitting in cars alone, right?
Aside from the guy who sticks his head in there when they make pit stops and gives him some water.
They don't even do that. They do that socially distance. You know, they're all spread out from one another.
How do you change a tire socially distance?
Yeah, you can't. can't do that.
They have less people out there. It's, you know, they're all masked up.
I feel you. NASCAR for sure. I can't even argue with that.
But like, you know, hockey, you're going to have 10 guys or 8 guys out on the ice just all up in each other's faces, sweating and everything like that.
If they all come back negative on COVID, I feel okay with that. Mm-hmm.
I think there's a big rush between the four major team sports to be the first back because they're going to see a humongous ratings boost. Mm-hmm. Even because people that don't watch hockey are suddenly going to watch hockey just because basketball's not on and baseball's not on.
Yeah, that Tom Brady thing got 5.8 million views.
That's what I mean.
More than any golf tournament ever.
Ever in the history of golf.
People would stay in on a sunny Sunday in the middle of May
to watch hockey.
To watch golf.
Yeah. When this comes back on, I'm going to watch the Edmonton Oilers play the Dallas Stars in hockey, and I would never have done that before.
The Brockton Rocks. If they put that on the television, I'm watching.
Okay, so we don't know when this is exactly going to start, but it says sometime in July is what they're thinking.
Right.
So, again, all you need to know about this is that the Bruins have the number one seed in all of it.
Yes.
So let's go.
But
they were
the best team in the pandemic.
And at some point, they'll be doing a round-robin tournament playing against the Tampa Bay Lightning, the Capitals, and the Flyers. We don't know where it's going to happen.
I don't understand what round-robin is, but I'll look it up.
So they each play each other once. So the Bruins will play the Lightning, then they'll play the Capitals, then they'll play the Flyers, and then the team that has the most points, they'll be the number one seed.
Oh, as opposed to going number one versus number 10, in the Sweet 16.
Right, but that's only for those four. The other eight.
Again,
it's all stupid. It's all dumb.
I don't know. I'm getting more excited the more we talk about it.
Same.
Come on. Bergy, Tuca, Krejci, Pasta, Chara. The boys are back, baby.
Love it when he does that.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.